Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for...
Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of the great Americans of our time, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great economists that the United States has ever produced, someone who is highly regarded inside of his profession and across the marketplace, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire school of business at Temple University, and just a great resource for us 44 years. Next month is 44 years old, right, Bill, the index?
Yeah, you know, the math gets hard for me, but the first survey was, the fourth was October of 1973.
Yeah, so it's coming up on 44 years, so congratulations on that. That's an amazing milestone. I don't know anybody else who can top that. So we're talking about the most recent, the August index, folks. And Bill, one of the big topics in your commentary was on productivity. And I like what they said, you said there about, workers can't make more money. One simple fact holds true. I'm reading this. Employee compensation can rise in real terms over time only if employees produce more stuff. And right now, that's really, productivity is getting hard to find.
That's right. And say you could train your employees and make them really top notch and invest a lot of education. But if somebody doesn't show up to buy stuff, then then measured productivity, the way we measure it, output per hour, won't go up. So if you look at the first quarter, the government said productivity increased a tenth of a percentage point, mm-hmm. and then it was like 9/10 of a percentage point in the second quarter, which is of course much better. Now, why did they suddenly become better workers? No, they were the same workers in the second quarter that they were in the first quarter. But you and I went out and spent more money, so mm-hmm. sales per hour, output per hour, went up. So we have to look at productivity in kind of a longer run context. That output per hour number has to keep trending up. That's the real productivity underlying the growth in wages.
What do you see going forward in the next five years in terms of productivity?
I think productivity will keep going up because we're really finding more and more ways to use that technology we were talking about earlier.
Right.
And that raises worker productivity.
But the more technology we have, the fewer jobs we have, how's that going to help the middle class raise their income?
Well, that's never been the case, really. I mean, we've had decades of rising productivity, and we've had equal growth in jobs. We had a wonderful peak in the percentage of the population with a job in 2000. There was a lot of productivity around in 2000, a lot of technology around in 2000. So it's we have to think about what things are holding productivity back, and it's things mm-hmm. like government wasting our money, setting up all the disincentives that we have to implement the productivity, keeping sales down because of our money that's devoted to crazy projects that don't produce anything that we value, and we
right.
could, the list would be long for that. We have to stop wasting our capital and start spending on stuff that counts and creates jobs, and
right.
it will be better. So we've always, productivity, that's been the wonderful thing for us. And
it has been. America has been
yeah.
known for that for decades. So
exactly.
I want to shift over and talk about the swamp. When I think about the missed opportunity of healthcare reform in the spring and where we could be right now, and the fact that had we got that done, we could be up to our ears now, almost completed with a tax reform bill that was built on top of health care. When I think about the shot in the arm, the energy, the momentum that would have given the economy for the rest of this year and next year, it just makes me want to hurt somebody, Bill. It makes me want to cry.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people who are unhappy with the Republicans.
I'm disgusted with them. I am disgusted with them.
People have pointed out, said, you talked for 8 years about getting rid of Obamacare, and then when and told us what you needed, and we gave you everything you needed, a majority in both House and the Senate, and a president that's a Republican, and then you did nothing.
And they've done nothing, and they're still doing nothing. They're playing games. And we need help out here on Main Street, and we're not getting it. Well, the only help we're getting from Washington is coming from President Trump with his reduction of regulations. He's done more to help us than anybody has.
And he's done a lot.
Yeah, but that he's not getting credit for. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right. Take care, Jim.
We'll see you next month. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.